on the Aztec Sports Network. Welcome to the Midway Jeep Chrysler Aztec Coaches Show with Steve Fisher. Presented by On the Border Mission Valley. Let On the Border's Taco Man cater your next fiesta. Call On the Border at 888-400-CATER. Also brought to you in part by Wells Fargo. When you're proud to be an Aztec, Wells Fargo is with you. Together, we make a winning team. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Scripps. Scripps and Coach Fisher remind you to have a game plan in place for your health. Visit scripps.org/Aztecs to learn more. Your local San Diego County Toyota dealers. We've got what it takes. And by MRC, a Xerox company. MRC is the presenting sponsor of Aztec basketball. Now, the Midway Jeep Chrysler Aztec Coaches Show with Steve Fisher. Here's your host, John Cantara.
And good evening, and welcome to the Midway Ram Coaches Show with Coach Steve Fisher, presented by On the Border. Very happy to be here tonight, Coach Cantara, taking you for the first hour with Coach Fisher. Then we'll get into our regular show tonight from 7 to 9. A lot of good things happening with Aztec basketball. Yeah, it was a tough loss last Saturday, taking on Boise State 56-46, but a heck of a ball game last night. May not have been the prettiest game we've seen all year, but the Aztecs did what they needed to do out on the road in a tough place to play at Thomas and Mack in front of 13,454. The Aztecs squeaked out a 60-58 victory that we'll get into with Coach Fisher. A couple of things coming up, tournament time. Aztec fans, you want to check out the Hard Rock Hotel. They're hosting a Tournament Madness viewing party March 19th through the 21st of March. Enjoy a bottomless beverage service, giant viewing screens, and NCAA basketball excitement. You can book a room at the Hard Rock Hotel and get more than 30% off rooms, $10 off viewing parties, and tickets, and a little bit more. You can book now at hardrock.com, or you can call 800-473-7625. That's Las Vegas Tournament Madness at the Hard Rock Hotel. And again, that phone number is 800-473-7625. Coach Fisher going to join me momentarily after getting back from Las Vegas last night. Boy, that was a crazy game last night. And I got to give UNLV a lot of credit. I thought they played a heck of a ball game last night, considering they were undermanned. They had seven scholarship players. It was a very entertaining basketball game, and the Aztecs pulled out a 60-58 victory. And we're joined right now by Coach Steve Fisher. Coach, welcome. How are you tonight?
You smile when you win, and we had a hard-fought game against the UNLV team, undermanned in terms of numbers, but they played very, very hard, and the group that they had played good basketball.
Coach, J.J. O'Brien last night, a career night, 22 points, 11-19 from the field, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. When you guys came out of that timeout and had him running point guard, I didn't realize he could illustrate a great crossover dribble the way he did to get to the bucket. That was a great call, and I think UNLV really wasn't ready for that.
A.J.'s got the ability to do a lot of things. His ball skills have improved immensely. And he truly can play 1 through 5 with his skills.
Hey, Coach, talk a little bit about the atmosphere there last night. I mean, here's UNLV. I know it's senior night, but they're really scuffling this year. They're not having the year they'd anticipated. They lost a few key guys as the season's gone on. Yet there were 13,454 fans there, and it sounded like they were going absolutely berserk.
They love the Rebels, Coach. You know that. We have gone in there most nights with 17,000 in there. It wasn't packed. It wasn't quite as deafening, but they were loud, and they created that home court atmosphere. They were good.
Hey, can you give us a little bit of an update right now on Malik Pope? He got banged up at the end of the first half last night. How's he doing, and you think you'll have him ready for Saturday?
I hope so, Coach. He, according to Tom Abner, our trainer, it's a bone bruise on the inside part of the lower part of the knee, and he feels like he should be okay. He says it's sore, but I asked him at halftime how you think, and he said, let me try. Let me see how it feels warming up. And he said, I just can't go. So we iced him, and Tom treated him last night and again this afternoon. And we're cautiously optimistic with him. I don't think it's anything serious, but it's painful.
I thought Trey Kell, after really kind of scuffling in that Boise State game, I thought he came back and played very well last night. And I thought, considering he hadn't been shooting the ball all that well, he was pretty aggressive last night and very confident.
Right on, without a question. He was 3 for 5 from the field, made his only three-pointer, had another basket. He's going to have to learn that that sideline out-of-bounds line is the out-of-bounds line. He had another one where he stepped on the sideline out-of-bounds, drove and scored it. But he played, I thought, very, very confidently, which is important.
You know, Skylar Spencer last night, 28 minutes, did not score, did not even attempt a field goal in the game last night, but he had 3 rebounds, 3 blocks, and now he becomes the all-time shot blocker in San Diego State basketball history, passing Leonard Allen. He's got 216 career swats so far. He's still got the remainder of this year and all next year. Even though he's not scoring, what a presence in the paint.
He really is, Coach. You know, he does more than just block shots, too. As you know, the way we defend, we switch a lot of things. Normally, Skylar does not switch. And yet, in the last 10 seconds, we have what we call our red, and we switch everything. So a lot of times last night, Skylar switched and wound up guarding Doolin or one of the smaller guards, and he really has good feet. But his presence in and around the rim is it's incredible. He blocked, you know, he blocked another one late in the game on Doolin with us having a 2-point lead. Maybe got two of them in the last couple minutes.
Winston Shepherd last night, not a great night shooting, 3 of 13, 10 points, but he had 8 rebounds and he had 4 assists, and a couple of those assists were just gems.
Winston made some really important plays down the stretch for us, Coach. He made the 3 from the right wing with about 3.5, 4 minutes to go that put us from one behind to 2 ahead. He got a terrific offensive rebound off of a missed free throw by Akil Quinn when we were up 2 and made 1 out of 2 free throws as he got fouled. And did some really nice things for us. He had a couple of plays inside late that looked like he got hammered pretty good, that there were no calls on that didn't go in. But I thought Winston played really good basketball for us on both sides of the ball.
Coach, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the officiating last night, and not to criticize it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, when you're on the sidelines, there's a call here or there you might be barking about. Overall, I thought the officials let the guys go at it pretty good last night.
Yes, they did, Coach. And when you know they're going to be fairly consistent in terms of how they're going to call it, then you adjust. And you play accordingly. So I'm a guy, I always say, who's on the game? And I felt good when I looked and saw that we had David Hull, Randy McCall, and Larry Spalding. These are 3 veteran guys. Hull and McCall in particular have called multiple Final Fours, and they're good refs. So even though David Hull's the guy that Tech Dutch down in San Jose State, he's a very veteran official, and he's a good official. So you know you're going to get a consistent game from him.
Now, knowing David Hull, he normally comes onto the court before the game and goes and shakes hands with all the coaches. And I would certainly think that he shook hands with you and with Brian Dutcher and the rest of your staff last night.
He did. I asked Dutch, what did you say to him? And he said, well, I just laughed. He said, I told him, well, you know, This may not be the only technical I got, but I'll never forget who gave me my first technical, is what Dutch told me.
That's good stuff. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to get phone calls in for Coach Fisher tonight. We get a good group of calls, so we'll get that rolling tonight. San Diego, 858-457-1090. Our toll-free number, 877-792-1090. This is the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Steve Fisher each and every Thursday, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. This is San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Does your Aztec gear need a refresh? Shop Aztecs.com is the source for authentic team apparel with the largest selection of men's, women's, and children's clothing, gifts, and more. Punch in promo code RADIO on the checkout screen at ShopAztecs.com and get 10% off your next order. Plus, shipping is free for orders over $50. ShopAztecs.com is a service of the SDSU Bookstore and proceeds benefit campus programs. Remember, enter promo code RADIO for 10% off your next purchase at ShopAztecs.com. Go Aztecs!
We're about living in the moment. You know, the moment when you open a Pepsi and hear the music? We're the doers, the shakers, the taste makers, the ones who dance to their own beat, the ones who stay cool when things heat up. Whether the party is big or small, we're the ones who never want it to end. The beat starts at Pepsi.com. Pepsi, live for now.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Welcome back to the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Steve Fisher each and every Thursday here on the Mighty 1090 presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. And want to remind everyone, if you're not maybe going to the Mountain West Conference Tournament, let On the Border's Taco Man cater your next fiesta. He'll grill carne asada, pollo asada to your perfection, just the way your guests like it. Call On the Border at 888-400-CATER for a free catering estimate. And reminder, the next men's basketball game, Aztecs will host Nevada this Saturday in the regular season final at Viejas Arena. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock and can be heard right here on the Mighty 1090 with Ted Leitner. Coach, you ready for some phone calls tonight?
I am ready, Coach.
All right, we'll start off. Jerry in San Diego, you're batting leadoff with Coach Steve Fisher on the Mighty 1090. Jerry, welcome.
Hey, Coach, both coaches. This is Gary from San Diego. I had the opportunity of interacting with you, Coach Quintero, from time to time, and had the opportunity of meeting you last week, Coach Fisher. Great job last night. Wow, that was an exciting game. Had the opportunity of listening to you on the radio that game last night, and that was amazing. I don't know if this is a comment or a question, but maybe the question is, what did you tell the guys in the last 10 or 15 seconds? Because I thought that was amazing how you strategized and managed the game where you allowed at a certain time for them to shoot the three, and then at another time you just took their knees out from under them when you had your guys foul with maybe, I'm listening to it on the radio, so I think there's about 5 seconds left, give or take, and it took them out of the three-point play, which would have allowed them otherwise to tie the game. So I'll let you speak, but I thought that was just amazing. If you want to elaborate, feel free.
Thanks, Jerry. I have a thought process in terms of what we want to do late in the game when you're up 3 points. And what happened, we were up 4 points with about 15 seconds to go, 10 seconds to go, I think, maybe 15. They went the length of the floor and scored a layup. So now there's 10 seconds. It's a two-point lead. They foul, and we are shooting a free throw, make the first one, and take a timeout up three. And my thought was, I don't want to foul until it gets under 5 seconds, hopefully, in a perfect world. So we said, if it doesn't go in, he said, if we get unlucky, I know we're going to make it, but if it doesn't go in, we want to foul them just as they cross midcourt. So give them resistance, make them take a little time, And it worked out perfectly. We fouled them with about 2 seconds to go, I think. One, maybe less than 2 seconds to go. And they made the first one, intentionally missed the second one, and we got the rebound. So that was by design. We practiced that some, but I didn't want to leave it to chance. And I could have not taken the timeout. Sometimes you freeze your own free throw shooter when you take a timeout. But I wanted to make it perfectly clear that we wanted to foul if we were 3 points ahead. And we did, and it worked out for us.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for the call. You take care. I look forward to hearing from you again. Coach, I want to bring up a point, and you guys fouled when that shooter was coming across the half-court line, but there were a couple of fouls that were dead ball fouls that I think that's something that needs to be looked at, quite frankly, by the rules committee of the NCAA. I think any time you're fouling when the ball hasn't even been in bounds, that should be a two-shot foul and the ball. That to me, and Dave Rice, I give him credit, his team took advantage of that last night. But the way I look at it, when there's no time coming off the clock, that's an intentional foul, should be two shots and the ball out of bounds.
I agree with you, Coach. The way it occurred, when they run up and grab a guy before the ball is inbounded, you know, we all look at who do we want to foul, who are the poor free throw shooters, and they ran up and just grabbed Winston Shepherd as he's standing at midcourt. So I would 100% agree with you. That's a rule that could and should be changed, maybe to emulate what the NBA does. I think the NBA is like what you just described.
Yeah, that to me, that's unfair. But you know what? You give Dave Rice credit. He used that non-rule to his advantage last night.
Yes, he did.
Phone number open at 858-457-1090. Let's go down to Chula Vista. Mike, you're next up on the Coach Steve Fisher Show on the Mighty 1090. Great to have you tonight.
Hey, coaches, thanks for having me. Coach Fisher, I just wanted to say I think it's great that San Diego, specifically our community, landed a coach like you. I think you've been great for SDSU and basketball in our community, and we appreciate it first and foremost.
Thank you.
My specific question, and I personally would like to see, I love how you do communicate with the refs, but I'd like to see you keep working them. I love it when you do it. But my question to you, Coach, was this. I wanted to know what you thought about your future and how long you think you have left coaching, and then what do you think of SDSU basketball and where it's going in the near future?
I love the state of the program right now. We've got great stability, and we've got a group of coaches that have been together for a long time. Brian Dutcher, head coach in waiting, has been with me the full 16 years that I've been here. I signed a 3-year contract extension that will start at the end of this season. What I've done every year is Angie and I, after the season, will talk and evaluate and make a decision. But I feel good. We've got a good team. We've got a good program. So I see no reason why I won't continue to coach. When I am through, and the end is closer than the beginning, we will be in more than capable hands. Dutch is a huge part of the success of this program. He's as good a bench game coach as there is. He prepares. He can take a film and dissect it instantly and give players just the right kind of information. So our program's in great shape and in great hands in the future.
Hey, Coach, what are some of the what's the conversation like with you and your wife at the end of the year, talking about whether you stay on or you move into another phase of your life?
Well, we just we usually do it when we're in Florida at our place down there. Sometime in mid to late April, and just talk about how we feel about the season that just passed and how we look to the future, not the distant future, but what we feel about next year. And we talk about the pros and the cons. What if? What if we were just the best Aztec fans ever? I want to make sure I get a parking pass in the L lot and a couple seats. And is that what we want to do now? We know that that's on the horizon. So we just go back and forth, and I listen to what she says. She's been an integral part in everything we've done for our whole married life, and we make decisions together, and I like it that way, too.
How many years you guys been married now?
1974. It'll be 41 years in August.
All right. That's great. Where did you meet her?
We were high school teachers together in the suburbs of Chicago, Park Forest, Illinois. She was a special ed teacher, and I was a math teacher, and we met, and we have been together for a long, long time.
So you guys just started, like, eating lunch together during lunchtime, huh?
Well, they mainstreamed a lot of her kids, and I taught several math courses. One was a beginning math, and so I had some of her kids, and she would make sure they were doing okay. I was a driver's ed teacher, so I took all of her kids in driver's ed, and I think that kind of helped grow the relationship.
Oh, that's great stuff. We're going to step aside. We're doing the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show tonight with Coach Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. We'll take a time out here on the Mighty 1090. Come back, get to more of your phone calls. We're going till 7 o'clock with Coach Fisher on the Mighty 1090.
Welcome to the Coach John Katara Show.
Love the show. I just wanted to...
Lay it up and slam dunk. 46-41 with authority.
The San Diego County Toyota dealers are proud to support high school sports on the Mighty 1090 and ESPN Radio 1700. San Diego County Toyota dealers, we've got what it takes.
It's time for the 69th annual Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 4th to the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. It's the nation's number one show. Don't miss the Mammoth Licks Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Savage Gear Bass Tank, the Accurate Reels Saltwater Tank, Air Gun Ranges, Archery, Casting, and dozens of family fun activities. Over 400 continuous seminars presented by Progressive Insurance, Cousins Tackle, Hobie Kayaks, and the World Fishing Network. Enter to win a custom Sea of Cortez fishing trip to Rancho Leonero, a pair of Accurate fishing reels, or a Hobie Pro Angler Kayak. Kids free, kids fish free, active military free. The 69th annual Fred Hall Show, March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at fredhall.com.
The recent political electoral reform strengthens the country. Thanks to your trust, their responsibilities have increased and they can better protect your rights. They can provide a more effective electoral justice. They are ready to apply the new laws and successfully confront the 2014-2015 electoral process and consolidate Mexico's democracy. Electoral Court of the Federal Judiciary Power. You make the decision. They protect it.
Don't cut yourself, Dad.
Don't worry, daughter. By the way, have you checked if you are on the list?
What for? I'm not voting.
What? We have to work together to achieve what we want. We want a safe country and better public services. So go and check if you are on the list. Do it yourself. Do it for everyone. The last day for clarification is March 14. Don't wait until the last minute. Go to INE.MX or call 01-800-433-2000. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE.
Mexico is not moving. It's on pause. Stalled by the economy, injured by violence, and stained by corruption. Mexico doesn't have anything to cheer for. Mexico is not happy. Everyone wants to believe to create a happier Mexico with order, free, and generous for all. Your complaints are not useful. Instead, what Mexico needs is your action. National Action. Change the course with good ideas. Of course you can. Can't you? National Action Party.
I want to remind everyone, if you're ready for a buying experience built completely around you, San Diego, at Sunroads, the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, it's your way. Welcome back to the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. Coach Dwayne Poley, not only did he play again last night after missing the Boise State game, You had him in there in pretty much crunch time down the stretch in the second half. Your thoughts on Dwayne? It was neat to see him nail that three-pointer. That was a big shot when he hit it, but you had him in there in crunch time.
Well, we've seen him in crunch time before, Coach. You know that. A year ago, February, March, through the tournament, he was our second-best player. So I know what Dwayne can do. My only concern would he be too excited and try to play a little too fast. I don't think he did that. Played pretty poised and under control. Only took one shot and made it. Played 11 minutes and gave us a boost on both ends of the floor. Did a nice job defensively, moved the ball, and made his open three.
I know that you want to play him right now in short stretches, maybe, you know, right around 4 minutes or so. Do you have any gauge at all right now? Have you seen enough of him in practice and in the short period of time we've seen him in two of the last three games to where he's at conditioning level?
I ask him, and he goes, Coach, I'm ready. I'm 100%. I know he's not, but he's pretty good. You know, as long and wiry and athletic as he is, probably a guy like that can maintain and not lose and come back with his conditioning. And also, Coach, he worked a long time before he was cleared to play with Tom Abdenauer under a doctor's watch where they had him on the treadmill, they had him running, doing things when nobody was watching. So I think that he's been building that conditioning back up since they gave him the clearance to come out and start doing stuff before they cleared him to play.
Let's get back to the phones. Head out to La Mesa. David, you're next up on the Coach Steve Fisher Show on the Mighty 1090. Welcome.
Oh, hey, gentlemen. Coach Fisher, I love what you've done for San Diego, San Diego State. We just love you and your family and admire you guys. I have a question about what takes place. This is weird, but what takes place during the national anthem with our team? A lot of our guys stand there with their heads bowed during the national anthem, not looking up at the flag. It's almost like they think it's a prayer, not the national anthem. And you know, it doesn't look right to me and probably others if they've noticed.
Hey, you know, Coach, before you answer that, could I throw something in from just as a player's point of view from when I played college basketball? Would that be okay?
Please.
Okay. One of the things, David, and again, I don't know if you've played basketball or sports, and first of all, there's not going to be anybody that loves our country and loves our flag more than yours truly, but I can tell you from playing college basketball at USIU, which was a school here in San Diego, and playing against guys like Tom Chambers, the University of Utah, and playing in some big arenas, when the national anthem is going on, a lot of times I used to have a tendency to put my hands behind my back, and I'd look up at the flag, but there are also a lot of times when I would look down at my sneakers, because once that national anthem's over, everything I've been working for the last 5 or 6 or 7 days, I've got to go out there and try to play a game. So a lot of times when you're looking down, you're trying to get your thoughts together to go out there and compete. And I don't think any of the players, I wouldn't think any players are disrespecting the flag. I think they're just trying to get themselves right mentally to go out there and compete.
I would kind of co-sign, Coach, what you said. And I don't think any of our guys would ever do anything disrespectfully to disrespect the anthem, the flag, the significance of it. I think that they're probably doing what Coach Katera said, if they're not looking at the flag. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure what I do all the time with it. Sometimes I'm looking up, sometimes I've got my eyes closed and then in thought, but I'm erect, and I think we all are respectful of what the significance of it.
All righty, David, you got that? Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate that. Look forward to hearing from you again. Yeah, everybody, just before tip-off, Coach, everyone kind of gets in their own little la-la land, I think.
I think you're right there, Coach. I really do. I think you're right on that.
We need to take a quick time out as we get to the bottom of the hour. You're listening to the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Steve Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. Another half hour to go with Coach Fisher on a Thursday night right here on San Diego Sports Leader. Thanks for tuning in to the Mighty 1090.
For accounting, tax preparation, and other financial services, contact Considine & Considine Certified Public Accountants, like thousands of satisfied clients have since its formation in 1946. Considine & Considine's goal is to provide personal services to businesses, professionals, and individuals, making them your ideal financial partner. So for all your tax and accounting needs, contact Considine & Considine at 619-231-1977. Proud sponsor of Aztec Athletics.
Shop GTM stores in Santee and Lemon Grove for top quality home, office, school, and personal merchandise at up to 70% below other retailers. GTM buys top brand name overstocks and closeouts, then resells them to you at huge discounts. Thousands of new items arrive daily. TVs, electronics, watches, furniture, designer clothing, accessories, groceries, luggage, supplies, and more. It's like a giant treasure hunt. Visit GTM in Santee and Lemon Grove and online at gtmstores.com for valuable coupons, specials, and more.
Ready for a buying experience built completely around you, San Diego? At Sunroads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, it's your way. Hurry in today and receive a factory rebate of up to $3,000 on a new 2015 Chrysler 200 Limited. Let Sunroads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram show you our aggressive deals that put us on top. Once you shop us, you won't need to go anywhere else. Come in today and experience the difference your way at Midway. Sunroads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Mission Valley or MidwayJeep.com. Five available at this offer. Offer expires 2/2/15.
Eyes and ears, Aztec fans. Our team works hard to bring home the win. Practice, dedication, and a game plan. The same is true about your health. Getting a solid game plan in place is the first step to a healthier life. And Scripps is ready to help you make it happen. Look for the Scripps Health Team outside the arena this season. Health tips, free screening, and offering prizes like basketball tickets for Aztec fans who make healthier choices. Visit Scripps.org/Aztecs to learn more.
Well, welcome back. I want to remind everyone to think On the Border for all your catering needs. On-site, group parties. On the Border can customize the perfect menu for any size gathering and deliver or provide full service. Give them a call at 888-400-CATER. Of course, we got a lot of big Aztec basketball coming up. If you're not going to the Mountain West Conference Tournament or the NCAA Tournament, make sure you give On the Border a call. Also want to remind everyone about the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. Aztec fans, are you looking for a place to stay in Vegas for the Mountain West Conference Tournament? The Hard Rock Hotel is the ideal location for your stay. Visit HardRockHotel.com to book your room right now. So check that out. Again, HardRockHotel.com. So that'll be great to have a great group of Aztec fans over there for the Mountain West Conference Tournament. Coach, we haven't touched on the Boise State game at all. A tough one. You got to give Boise State a lot of credit. They were down in the game. They continued to press the issue. They came back. They played well down the stretch. They got you by 10 points on your home court, but you guys were able to pick up the pieces and go get a hard-fought win last night and hopefully close it out on Saturday against Nevada. But your thoughts on that Boise State game?
Coach, the Boise game was a very disappointing defeat. We were undefeated at home. We were playing to clinch at least a share of the conference championship. And pretty much if we won that game, we were probably going to win it outright. And to Boise's credit, they didn't let that happen. We were ahead 39-32, shooting the second of a two-shot foul that we didn't make. And they came storming back on us, outscored us 10-0 and 15-2, to take a hard-fought victory from us. We didn't rebound the ball well enough. They had eight or nine first-half rebounds, five of which they converted to baskets, and 12 for the game. Way too many if you're going to beat a good ball club, which they are. They have won 13 out of 14 or 14 out of 15 now, and they are legitimate. They're good.
Yeah, for the fans last night, Boise State was up in San Jose last night and beat up on the winless in-conference Spartans, and they'll close out their regular season at home on Saturday against Fresno State. Now, Fresno State actually beat them at Save Mart Center early in the year by six, so we'll see what happens. Aztecs need to take care of their portion of the so-called bracket. They win that, they get a piece of the Mountain West Conference title. John in San Diego, you're next up for Coach Steve Fisher on the Mighty 1090. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good. Always enjoy this show. It really makes me happy.
Hey, Coach Fish, I just want to say, I think one of the, I have a quick statement and then a couple questions for you. But I think, you know, I sit over real close to Section J when I go to the games. And I think one of the things that I really enjoy about Aztec basketball is just seeing joy from your players. Obviously, winning's important, but this, just the joy that almost all your teams seem to have and how much they like each other, that really makes me feel good when I watch that.
I appreciate you saying that, and I think anybody that's involved in a team sport or an activity that breeds and insists on cooperation for success, if you don't have a genuine respect for one another, it won't work. You hope you'll like everybody, and I'm sure some of our guys like some of the teammates better than others, but there's a genuine respect for one another, and our kids love the game. And I think that's evident. They love playing the game, and they put in the kind of energy and effort that you say, I'm proud of how hard they play, how tough-minded that they are. And I like the fact that they come out and smile and enjoy what they're doing and protect one another the right way.
Yeah, I love that, Coach. Hey, I have two quick questions. One, I thought that was brilliant of Rose and what he did at the end of the game and fouling. And I thought, wow, that is just not a good rule, letting that happen. But I thought it was smart of him to realize that. And, you know, no time off the clock, being able to have a one-on-one and then be able to get the ball back or rebounding and have a chance to win it. I don't like that ability to foul somebody away from the ball just to bring it up to the line. I thought that was brilliant on his part. And then my second question is, What did Dutch say the other game when he got that tee? And I'll get that off the air. Thank you very much.
All right,
love
John.
Your game, Coach.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. And we talked about that a little bit last week, but you can go ahead and restate it, Coach, about Brian Dutcher's big technical foul.
Yeah, we kind of talked about both of them. I do think that rule on fouling with the dead ball before it's inbounded needs to be revisited in the Rules Committee needs to take a good long look at that. And Dutch really got the technical for saying nothing, just shaking his head. He did say it wasn't a foul. And then when David Hall came over and said something to Dutch, all Dutch did was shake his head, which got the technical foul. So I think if truth were to be known, David Hall, if he had it to do over again, would take the technical back.
All right, let's motor on. Greg and Ventura, you're next up on the Coach Steve Fisher Show on the Mighty 1090. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, John. How are you, man?
Good.
Coach Fisher, I've never talked to you before. I appreciate the opportunity. I listen to your show each week. And, of course, I love listening on the radio to the games. Coach,
Thank
I have
you.
A couple of questions about recruiting.
Okay.
And your philosophy. And you may have answered these in the past, and I'm sorry if I'm asking you to reiterate, but first of all, how many times during the year do you recruit out of high school? When and who goes with you? And along that same line, do you ever, based on their availability, ask any of your former players that may be in the NBA for, you know, somebody like Kawhi Leonard or somebody like that to ever join you in a recruiting effort? And secondly, off the recruiting just for a minute, what's your philosophy about the way that things are going on in the one-and-done arena? And do you ever get those kinds of questions from high schoolers? Do they want to know if they can play 1 year and go into the NBA like Calipari's doing? Have you looked at that in your life and decided, you know, that's not for you, you don't want to do that? Or are you open to it and maybe willing to take a different approach than to have young men come for 2, 3 years, 4 years. So I'll hang up and listen to your answer on the air.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. A couple of good questions there, Coach, about
recruiting. Yeah, sure are. I'll kind of quickly go through all of them. You are legally allowed 7 contacts with a recruit, and you usually make a home visit. That counts as one. So you have a year to have those 7 contacts. You might use
three or four on a game, and you might go to a practice, but there are seven times. You can only go once a week to see to a particular high school to see a player. So those are some rules that limit how many times you can go. Old days, you can go as many times as you want. There were no rules. The second phase, you cannot have a player, former player, be involved in recruiting. He can't call a prospect. He could go with you to a game, but he can't talk to a prospect. He can't recruit for you. And the third comment referencing the one-and-dones, I'd like to have a couple of Calipari's now. The best players you can recruit. And, you know, earlier there was talk about Malik Pope being a guy that is being raved about by the NBA people. And Kawhi left after his sophomore year. Jamal after his junior year. So our goal is to recruit good people who can play, help them become better, and find a job in a profession they love. They all want to be professional players. And we all know how much money they pay in the NBA. So if you can get one of those multi-million-dollar contracts that a lottery pick player would get, you have to give consideration to doing it. And if you're being talked about in that vein, you're probably helping the team that you're currently with be successful. And we've always said, don't worry about the NBA right now. Play for your college team. Everything else will take care of itself. And I think if you do that, you can get the players that are really talented, and they can blend together, and if they're good enough, they'll go.
We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We're going to get to more phone calls. Phone calls are heating up big time tonight. This is the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with head coach of San Diego State, Steve Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. Stay with us. We're going with Coach Fisher to the top of the hour on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
How would you like to improve your overall quality of life? How about burning up to 600 calories while you relax? Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. Introducing Sauna Sensation, a new and affordable wellness concept where you can burn calories, detoxify, and rejuvenate your skin all in one relaxing 60-minute session. And right now, you can enjoy three sessions for the introductory price of just $49.95. To make your reservation, visit saunasensation.com.
Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador speaks. We warned you. We said that we will be taken to a cliff. But I am optimistic. Now, there is a citizen awakening. It's for the wise to change opinions. Better late than never. We are going to have the destiny of our families and the destiny of Mexico in our hands. Morena is the way. At Morena, your vote is valuable. Morena. The hope of Mexico. The entire country needs you well awakened. Mexico needs your vision. They invite you to participate as an electoral observer in the next elections of 2015. Come and check that all the activities of the electoral process are being done with transparency and legality. Participate. Go to the local or district meeting of your community INE. For more information, go to INE.mx or call 01-800-433-2000. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE. How do booth officers get chosen for the elections? The draw. In a transparent process, the birth month and the first letter of the last name of the registered citizens in the nominal list are drawn. The draw gives certainty that those who receive, count, and register the votes are Mexicans like you that want the best for all. That's why choosing them by draw helps everyone win. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE.
Welcome back to the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with head coach of San Diego State, Steve Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. Also, Sunroads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Mission Valley or MidwayJeep.com. In our next thing, we're going to get to our California Bank and Trust Student Athlete of the Week, but we're going to head right back to the phones right now. I want to try to get everyone in tonight. Oceanside, Bonnie, you're next up on the Steve Fisher Show on the Mighty 1090. Nice to have you tonight.
Thank you. I have a suggestion for Coach Fisher.
Okay.
His team rebounds well at both ends of the court. They play good defense. They need to just shoot more. If they take faster shots, take all the shots they can get, not wait for good shots, they're bound to make more points.
She wants you to implement the LMU philosophy, Coach.
I was thinking exactly the same thing, Coach. The old run and gun and see if you can shoot it in the first 5 or 6 seconds. Well, sometimes we look like we're doing that. Our goal is to take the best quick shot we can get. We want to get good. We want to shoot the ball quickly, but we want to get good shots. And I think the way the game is played now, the defenses everywhere are tough to score on. So scores are down. Everybody knows that. We'd like to get scores up. We made a conscious effort against Vegas to push the ball and to try to get quicker shots. And, you know, we wind up scoring still 60 points for the game. And I think that's the way the flow of the game is now, the sophistication of the defenses. And I think, by the way, we play defense too. We guard, we are first, second, or third in how long it takes an opponent to get a shot off against us. It's over 20 seconds average per possession, which is a long time given the total number of possessions you have. So, I'll take it into account, but we probably won't be shooting the ball, quickly unless it's a good shot.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Coach, yesterday was the 25th anniversary of Hank Gathers passing away, and you were involved in that basketball season, if I'm not mistaken, with Michigan, and Loyola played you guys in the NC2A, and they beat you, correct?
That is correct, Coach.
What was it like, number one, playing against Loyola Marymount in that style, and what was it like being involved in that game after the passing of Hank Gathers and all the emotion that was built up around that game?
We played them, Coach, in Long Beach, and we played Illinois State, my alma mater, in our first game, and then we played them, LMU, in the second game, and it was incredible. They were so good in that stretch, and they did do what Bonnie said. They ran and they shot it in 3 to 5 seconds, it felt like. I do believe it's still the highest NCAA tournament game scoring record. I believe it was. They clobbered us 149 to 120 something, I think, was the final score.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you score 120 and you get beat by 29. That's amazing.
Yeah, it sure was. And they were incredible. They made shots that you would say don't take it, and that's all they were taking, and they were going in.
Let's duck in another quick call before our next time out. Let's get out to East County. Jim, you're next up on the Coach Steve Fisher Show on the Mighty 1090. Welcome.
Hey, Coach Fisher, Coach Quintero, it's Tim. Coach, how you been?
Well, thank you.
Hey, before I ask Coach Fisher his question, I want to invite you out to April 10th at 7 p.m. El Camino High School is going to be named the Ray Johnson Court.
All right, Ray Johnson working.
Oh, very neat.
Yeah, Ray Johnson.
Well deserved.
Working as an assistant,
sir.
Now for LMU.
Yes, sir, you know, Ray and I are close, so
yep.
he asked me to get the word out to everybody. So all the coaches, everybody in the community that knows Ray, April 10th, 7 p.m., it's going to be a big event at El Camino High School gym.
That's great.
That is fantastic.
But, hey, Coach Fisher, I wanted to ask you a question. When you recruit everybody, and obviously none of us can do that, no college coach can do that 100% with accuracy, when you have a player that spent a year or two with you and it doesn't work out, how's that transition for you, that conversation when the player wants you to leave or he wants to leave? How's that work out? Because I know you recruit guys for more than basketball. You recruit great young men. So how's that transition work for you? How difficult is that?
Well, the difficult thing is with families, and you recruit families, and I tell our players,
I want to help you have the greatest four-year experience you could possibly have. And it usually centers around basketball, playing time, how much they get to play. That's a huge piece to the puzzle. And we talk every year. Here's what I saw that I liked. And not just at the end of the year, but we talk. But we have a season ending. This is what you need to do. This is what you have to do to get more playing time, et cetera. And I'm candid with them. I'll say, we want you here. We love your contributions to the program. You might not play as much as you would want, but we want you to be part of this program. And we don't want to sugarcoat it. We want to give them a realistic evaluation. And yet those things change. And I say that. Continue to work. Here's what you need to work on. Here's who we've got. You know who we've got. And we've not had a lot of kids transfer. We will not take a scholarship. If we tell your son, we want you to come, and he says, I want to come, you're there. You're with us. You're a lifer with us. We would not take a scholarship even if we knew he would not play a whole lot in games. And then it's a player decision. If they say, I love it here that much where I want to stay and be part of something and help us win, even though I might not get on the game court as much as I would like. And we've had kids transfer, and 99% of the time they transfer because of playing time.
Hey, Tim, thank Absolutely. You very much for the phone call.
All right, we'll see you guys April 10th.
All right, my friend, thank I appreciate you. That. Ray Johnson, that's a great honor having a court named after you.
Yeah, I think doesn't he hold the county record for most wins for high school coach?
Yes, he does. You're right on with that one, Coach. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to get to our California Bank and Trust Student Athlete of the Week. We'll try to duck in a few more phone calls to the top of the hour. This is the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Steve Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley on the Mighty 1090.
Hear that? It's On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina's famous mouth-watering mesquite grilled fajitas, made to order just the way you like them, along with all your favorite Mexican fixins and endless chips and salsa, too. Steak or chicken, they're the very best fajitas in town, period. And try On the Border's new Border Smart menu, featuring many Mexican food favorites with 590 calories or less. And it's On the Border for San Diego's best happy hours, every day 3 till 7 and 9 till closing, plus all day Sunday. On the Border. See what sizzles.
We're about living in the moment. You know, the moment when you open a Pepsi and hear the music. We're the doers, the shakers, the taste makers, the ones who dance to their own beat, the ones who stay cool when things heat up. Whether the party is big or small, we're the ones who never want it to end. The beat starts at Pepsi.com. Pepsi, live for now.
It's Toyota's presidential sales event. Time to save on every new 2015 Toyota. Like the versatile, fuel-efficient 2015 RAV4, the rugged, full-size Tundra, or the tough Tacoma. And now get low financing and great lease offers on any 2015 RAV4, Tundra, or Tacoma. At Toyota's presidential sales event,
we've got one.
Don't let third parties, middlemen, or brokers come between you and your new Toyota. BuyAToyota.com is the only official site for your San Diego County Toyota dealers. There you can locate a dealer, search inventory, and find the perfect car with all our current offers. Save time and money. Go direct to the source. BuyAToyota.com.
We've got what it takes, San Diego.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Steve Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. We're going to get to our California Bank and Trust Student Athlete of the Week. And this week's California Bank and Trust Student Athlete of the Week is baseball player Mark Seiler. With their win on Saturday, February 28th, the San Diego State baseball team swept the San Jose Spartans in a three-game series. The Aztecs defeated San Jose State 7-5 and 4-2 in a doubleheader on Friday. 5-1 on Saturday. Junior pitcher Mark Seiler was dominant in the start on Saturday, recording his third win of the season. Seiler pitched 7 innings, recorded 7 strikeouts, and gave up only 2 walks and 1 earned run. Congratulations to Mark Seiler, this week's California Bank and Trust Student Athlete of the Week. And the Aztecs off to a 3-0 start in conference play, Coach Fisher. But now, with their win over UC Irvine in a non-conference game earlier this week, Mark Martinez got his team off to a nice 12-1 start.
Yes, we're very excited for what Mark and his coaches are doing and what their players are doing. Doing a great job, and we hope they continue to roll on through right through the Mountain West Conference season.
Let's get to our final call of the night on the Coach Steve Fisher Show. La Mesa, Mark, you're on the Mighty 1090. Say hello to Coach Fisher. Well, you know what? It looks like that will be the final call of the night right there. Coach, let's talk about Nevada. This is one of the teams you only play one time this year. You got them in your home arena. Tell us a little bit about the Wolfpack.
Well, it's not, Coach. Remember, they almost beat us in
That's right.
65-63, and they had a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game. They are a team that's going to be in the play-in game, which means they're 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th, and I think they're going to wind up 9th or 10th in terms of their record. They're dangerous. They've got the best rebounder in the league and one of the best rebounders in the country in West. He's averaging 8 offensive rebounds a game, and he's a load inside. Against us, they shot the ball exceptionally well, and that's been the thing that they've been very, you know, back and forth with. But they made shots, and when they do that, they're athletic enough and they're good. They guard hard. So we need to come out and have the kind of energy you would expect us to have. Last home game, a chance to win at least a share of the conference championship. 3 fifth-year seniors that will have their last regular season home game in Viejas. It will be an electric atmosphere, and we're facing a team that gave us fits, and we escaped but just barely in their building a month ago.
Yeah, I got brain cramp there. I was thinking you played them only once, but you actually only played Utah State that one time down here.
Exactly.
You didn't have to go up there. Coach, good luck, and I'm going to be sitting in for Scott tomorrow with Scott and BR, so I'll get a chance to talk with you again tomorrow.
That sounds great, Coach. I look forward to it, and need to get all those Aztec fans out to Viejas on Saturday to watch the team play and win a championship.
All right, Coach. Have a great night. Get some rest, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, John.
There you go. Coach Steve Fisher joining us as he does each and every week on the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show presented by On the Border of Mission Valley. Sorry we couldn't get to all the calls tonight, just an abundance of calls, and I'm sure they'll keep on coming the way the Aztecs are playing basketball right now. 23 wins the Aztecs have put on the board this year. That's pretty a special number. In fact, when you take a look at it, the 23 wins, that's the 7th straight season with at least 23 wins for Coach Fisher's ball club. We're going to get to the top of the hour. We'll get into my regular show. We got a great show planned tonight. Mark J. Spears, NBA writer for YahooSports.com, going to lead it off at 7 o'clock. Scott Miller, national baseball writer from Bleacher Report, going to join me. And Bruce Marshall, editor of Goldsheet.com. We're going to talk about Big Ten eligibility, and we'll take a good look at the NCAA basketball brackets. We got a lot to go over the next 2 hours. Stay with me, Coach John Quintero. This is San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
The Aztec Sports Network, the Midway Jeep Chrysler Aztec Coaches Show with Steve Fisher, has been presented by On the Border Mission Valley. Enjoy On the Border's award-winning margaritas and unlimited chips and salsa every day from 3 till 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. till closing. also brought to you in part by Wells Fargo. When you're proud to be an Aztec, Wells Fargo is with you. Together, we make a winning team. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Scripps. Scripps and Coach Fisher remind you to have a game plan in place for your health. Visit Scripps.org/Aztecs to learn more. Your local San Diego County Toyota dealers. We've got what it takes. And by MRC, a Xerox company. MRC is the presenting sponsor of Aztec basketball. The preceding has been a presentation of the Aztec Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.